This is the final stop on our tour. You're looking upon the Franconia, the lifestyle center that binds this community. It stands 4 stories tall, stretches for 3/4 of a mile, holds 2,582 apartments, and is home to 6,934 residents. The first floor offers everything you could need in life. Your family dentist, grocery store, preschool, library, and even a bowling alley. There's so much to offer. Many Franconia residents never have to travel away from home. And that's good news, because less travel means less pollution in our environment. The Franconia mostly runs on solar energy and wind power, and is completely independent of any municipal utility system. Much of the construction material comes from the natural clay found on this landscape. And as a public-private housing facility, none of our families pay more than 50% of their monthly income to live here. Before the Franconia was built, this part of the land was vacant. The former sculpture park used it as a lot for special events and separated it from the rest of the campus with a man-made forest. Mixed into those trees was one sculpture, Amalgam, by John Patrick Snyder. Though all of the trees, as well as the farmhouse next door, had to be removed to make way for the Franconia, we planted an artificial forest on the rooftop so that our children can know what it felt like to play outside before the great bark beetle infestation ravaged our landscape back in 2068. Thank you for joining our self-guided tour of the Franconia today. Make sure to stop at the Little Gulf Restaurant, otherwise known as The Commons, to pick up a map of the park and make sure you didn't miss any stops on the tour. We hope to see you again soon.